1850-715-815. Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline.
She's done it! Olympic champion, Kelly Harrington! Goal for Harrington! Goal for the darling of Dublin! What an incredible moment!
Michael Golden Curry. Hero, Earl Kelly, Kelly Vision Song Contest. We are going to do what we do very well in Ireland, and that is on today's Liveline. We want to celebrate in song, story, ballad and poem the incredible victory at this incredible time for this incredible woman, Kelly Harrington. But also we want to remind everyone that in this Olympics, more so than ever, I think, any Irish person who can carry that moniker with them for the rest of their lives, whether they won a medal or not, I was an Irish Olympian in the 2020 Olympics in 21, when for the previous 18 months, we couldn't train in groups. We had to go through hell. Our families suffered. Some of our families got COVID. We knew people who died. Anyone that can claim and say that I was an Irish Olympian in the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo in 2021, that is a proud moniker for the rest of your life. So we want to honour all of them here today. But let's begin with Michael Green. Michael, good afternoon. You've written a song for Kelly. Well done. That's Michael Green. Michael, good afternoon from Clontarf from Dublin, just the next parish to Portland Row. How are you, Michael?
I'm grand, Joe. Thanks very much.
When did you write that song for Kelly, as you call it?
Well, the song, the tribute to Kelly, I wrote it actually in 2018.
Oh, good man. God, you were ahead of yourself.
I was, because she became the world champion in 20. Yeah. And I wrote the song then.
Okay.
And I had to change it now for, rather than world champion, to Olympic champion.
And tell me, have you got the lyrics of it in front of you?
I do, yeah.
Read out, there's one liner, if you ever go to Portland Row, read out that verse for me.
If you ever go to Portland Row, stop for a while and say hello to the new Irish queen on the world boxing scene, our Kelly Harrington.
Well done. And did you get Kelly's job in there, St Vincent's in Fairview?
Yeah, you see, this is the thing about it.
give me the line. Give me the verse about St Vincent's.
Well, the verse is in St Vincent's Hospital, Fairview.
Yeah.
And it's, how do you get something to rhyme with Fairview?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, in St Vincent's Hospital, Fairview, that's where she'll serve you.
Ah, well
done. The staff
done.
And the patients all love her and say, "Kelly, hip hip, hooray!"
Ah, well done.
And you see,
well
the
done.
Thing behind that, Joe, the pandemic. I used to entertain the patients and that in the nursing home and also in the Fairview Hospital.
Okay, so what do you do in real life, Michael?
I enjoy myself, basically, Joe. I'm retired now.
Ah, good man. Retired
for 10 years.
Retired from what?
From being a grand business consultant.
Oh, well
I used
done.
To... I used to help companies develop their people and help people develop their companies.
Oh, lovely. That's a lovely
slogan. So I was a helper.
Okay, and that's your hobby, writing songs?
One of my hobbies was writing songs.
Well, you're in the competition now because we have one of the prizes is a two-night stay in the wonderful Seafield Hotel in Ballymoney there in Wexford, sunny southeast. Magnificent
nice.
Hotel, incredible spa and swimming pool for adults only, which you'll enjoy. Great food. And the prize includes two-night stay, bread and breakfast and an evening meal in the Seafield Hotel in Ballymoney, and you have a treatment in the spa, and then you book your time in the swimming pool and the outdoor hot tub and the jacuzzi and the steam room and the sauna and the sauna, and it's fantastic. Michael, stay there. Michael is our first entrant. Anna Moore is a judge, as we know. Anna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Have you come down off cloud nine, Anna?
No. I won't until I see the medals. I'll be happy then.
Good woman. And as Kelly said last week, you are the mammy of all of us, the mammy of all the Irish boxers. I know you watched it yesterday. Were you going at the Rosary Hammer and Tongs on Friday and Saturday?
No, Saturday now, I told you, Joe, I was going up to Our Lady of Perpetual's novena.
I
didn't just ask her. I wrote it down on the petition part. Please let Kelly win the Olympic gold tomorrow if it's for her good. And it must be for her good because she let her win. She helped her to win it.
Well,
I gave her a few bows, you know.
Okay. And after, Kelly, tell me your immediate reaction when that awful American announcer, the run in the red corner for Ireland, Kelly Harrington. He was a man from Las Vegas, isn't he?
Come here until I tell you.
Yeah.
I knew she had won before it was announced.
Oh, because you're a judge.
The minute they say unanimous decision, I knew it had to be Kelly. I knew it had to be hers. But you know what my daughter did, Joe? She made a show of me.
Yeah, that's fine.
She taped me, and I didn't know while I was watching the contest, and I was giving out, I was telling Kelly, pull up her hands. I was telling the other ones, don't do this. And then when it was over, I went over by the television because what I was doing all during the Olympics, I go to television, take photographs of it to put it up on Facebook for the boxing people and anybody that was friendly with me when I'd be giving them a message on it. They had the photographs as well. So I was over there and they were waiting for the announcement. And of course, when the announcement came, I just went wild. And my daughter had all that in video. And
oh, brilliant.
Didn't she put it up on Facebook?
Oh, tell her to send it to us. We play it. So, Anna, you are, along with Angus McAnally, our producer, the two of you will be consulting during the programme to pick the winner of a song for Kelly, the Kelly Vision Song Contest. So stay there, Anna. Our second contestant is Holly Hannan. Holly, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. And is this a song, a poem, a ballad, a broadsheet, a eulogy? What is it, Holly?
I've written a poem.
Okay, and is it one of your shut-eye poems? Is it a highfalutin poem? Is it W.B.A. James Heaney? Or is it Declan O'Brien? Is it doggerel? What is it?
So my poem's called She's Just Magic.
Okay, she's just... Now take your time, Holly.
Okay.
And move just a little bit back from the phone. Are you standing or sitting?
I'm sitting.
No, stand up and get the diaphragm. What are you training to be, Holly?
What am I training to be?
Yeah.
Well, I just finished my leaving cert.
Yeah,
I'm going to college in September.
To do?
speech and language therapy, hopefully.
This is your audition. Stand up, Holly. give it welly, Holly. Okay, take your time, enunciate, pause. Now, this is coming from me. I can't put two. I was thrown out. Well, I couldn't afford elocution lessons at Ballyfermot. But anyway, Holly, off you go. Stand up and perform. And it's called, what's it called again?
She's Just Magic.
Ah, what a wonderful title. Go ahead, Holly.
She's Just Magic. I often wonder what heroes are made of. When I was younger, I remember pointing at movies and comics confidently and believing that Superman and knights in shining armor were needed to set people free and lift people's hearts. That a hero is someone who doesn't feel the world on their shoulders. Someone who can't experience weakness and will absolutely never know defeat. But there are heroes in life who hide under their capes. Heroes who are emerging into the light for the first time, inspiring hope and stealing people's breath away. In her eyes, we can see the future. She's just magic, a father's voice whispered proudly. Words he had planted into her heart and now into the nation. Like seeds being sowed at springtime, we are scattered one by one across every border, every county, every hometown. In mind and spirit, we stand steadfast with her on that podium in Tokyo, knowing that she did it for us. The pride that spreads on our faces and skin feels like a favourite shade of paint. We fly our flag proudly, waiting for our Irish hero to return, watching new possibilities and opportunities unfold for every small child in our country. Every cheer, every scream, every shout of glee for Kelly melts into one. She's just magic, someone can be heard agreeing. A true hero. And the pieces fall into place.
Lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
That is really, and by the way, I read it on paper and it looked very good. Your performance of it made it excellent. It's a very hard,
Thank you.
A very heartfelt piece, Holly.
Thank you so much.
You've done it, you've captured an awful lot in there. You've mentioned her dad, that whole phrase, she's just magic, heroes in our lives who hide under capes. Well done,
Thanks
Holly.
Thanks so much.
Holly, and you're hoping which, because about seven different speech and language departments have been on to us saying, can we have Holly? Where are you hoping to go, Holly?
I'm hoping to go to NUIG. Galway.
Okay. And you're in Sligo.
Yeah, in Sligo, yeah.
Okay, okay. Holly, well done, well done, well
Thanks
done.
So much.
That's Holly Hannon. If you're writing down the names, Anna Moore, who was our judge. And I know, Anna, you're an Irish dancer as well, aren't you? Did they not see you there, Anna?
I thought you were talking.
Did I not see a photograph of you doing Irish dancing in the boxing ring once?
Where did you get that
I don't know, but you made a show of yourself. But you were hilarious. You were hilarious. Okay, this is our own Declan Callis, and he's been talking about that part of Dublin where he goes to school. This is the Kelly Harrington special by Concept O'Reilly. Give up your old sins.
Well, didn't the whole country rise like Lazarus himself? And the bleary-eyed people made their way to the nearest telly to watch Kelly from the Emerald Isle trying to win a shiny gold medal. And the people of the land sat around in their jammies and their onesies. Onesies are great unless you have to go to the toilet in a hurry, but anyway. So now, Kelly was going into battle with a young one from Brazil. A hard nut to crack, we were told. After all, she was from Brazil. And her name was Ferreira. The only Ferreira I ever heard of was Ferreira Rocher when me ma would pile them up in a pyramid shape at Christmas to spoil us. So anyway, Ferreira was throwing all sorts of shapes herself as she walked in, almost as if she won the fight before it even started. I'm telling you, Joe, if she walked into my school like that, I'd give her a slap myself, and I'm not a violent person. I even wear glasses. But Kelly was cool and relaxed and did a great job against her, and everyone was hoping that the judges weren't sponsored by Specsavers. But it all worked out, and the people of the land rejoiced and threw their toast up in the air. which always lands Butterside down, by the way. And there were tears of joy, none more so from her family and friends and neighbours from a place called Portland Row, not too far from where I live, Joe. And Marty Party Morrissey was there as well, drinking the tea and eating the rasher sandwiches. Well, didn't the elders from the temple all chip in with their congratulations? Michal, the leader and all. And some of the elders suggested having another party at the Merion. And with that, three of them took a weakness. Two passed out completely and one just sat there talking to himself. Anyway, Kelly will have her own party. But these are the elders who will be giving loads of money to local communities so we can have more Kelly Harringtons and loads more medals. And if you believe that, you'll believe I'll be representing Ireland at Tiddlywinks in Paris. Kelly did it her way, with loads of hard work and training, and she's shocking nice as well. She has lifted our spirits and made everyone smile again. It only goes to show what you can do if you believe, Joe. So I'm off now to buy a tracksuit from Penny's. Well, it's a start. Congratulations, Kelly, the pride of Portland Row. Not only has she gold around her neck, but she has gold in her heart. God bless her.
Ah, that's gorgeous. Concept O'Reilly.
Talk to Joe. 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, you're listening to the Kelly Vision Song Contest. Song, poem, bard, ballad, ditty, eulogy. You can submit them now if you wish directly to us on a WhatsApp number. Just record it into this WhatsApp number. 087 184 3709, 087 184 3709. That's WhatsApp. You can email it to us at joe@rt.ie, or you can ring the normal numbers, 1850 715 815, or it's 51551 is the text number. Where's Conor Dineen? Are you there, Conor? Go ahead, Conor.
Kelly H, she is an Irish boxer who now is more popular than Christie's Joxer. She had the Brazilian to beat and she outfoxed her. Sure isn't she the pride of Portland Row? But her humility filled us all with pride, and along with her champion all of Ireland cried as the flag went up and her medal did shine. Sure isn't she the pride of Portland Row?
Well done, Conor. And I could see Conor singing that with his eyes shut, and he'd be giving it an awful lot of passion. Well done. Anna, write down that name, Conor Dineen. Okay, Philip Corley. Philip, good afternoon.
From Portland Road to Tokyo, we borrowed her with pride. Did she know that everyone back home was standing by her side? Preliminary bouts went well as Kelly settled in, as each opponent was dismissed with devastating skill. Italy went down 5-0, Algeria the same. Thailand, now that one was close, 3-2 the judges gave. From Portland Road to Tokyo, we followed her with pride. Did she know that everyone back home was standing by her side? The final was against Brazil, a champion of the world. That's something that you don't achieve unless you're really good. 3 rounds they fought and they were tough, but Kelly stood her ground. And I have to say that win or lose, she really done us proud. From Portland Road to Tokyo, we followed her with pride. Did she know that everyone back home was standing by her side? We waited and we sweated as the judges they conferred, till finally it was announced the winner was in red. The tricolour, it flew on high as they played our on Naveen. Kelly Harrington, Olympian, the pride of Erin's Isle. From Portland Road to Tokyo, we followed her with pride. Did she know that everyone back home was standing by her side? From Portland Road to Tokyo, we followed her with pride. Did she know that everyone back home was standing by her side?
That's Philip Corley. Are you there now, Philip? Gather yourself there, Philip. Are you there? Where are you based, Philip?
I'm based in Crumlin, Dublin 12, Joseph.
Dublin, proud, proud. When did you write the song?
I wrote it on Sunday, Joe.
Yesterday. Well done. Well done. And how did you begin? Did you come up with a phrase or from Portland Road to Tokyo? That was good.
Well, I like to think I'm a songwriter, Joe.
Okay.
Others may disagree.
You're self-identifying as a songwriter. You're entitled to do that.
That's it, yes. Joe. No, Joe, I had written a little ditty, a little poem, and I had popped that up on Facebook. And then I saw that you had the live line thingy up.
Kellyvision,
and so I
yeah.
said, sure, well, let's see how that goes. And I was sitting here on the Sunday then, the usual story, what do you do on a Sunday, especially with COVID. And the old guitar was there, and
good
I just
man.
Started messing around, and eventually I got the Portland Row was the start, and then it sort of follows on from there. And I just sort of chronicled what I felt had happened in Tokyo for Kelly, and I was so proud looking at the telly and seeing the mammy and the family and how proud all the people were down there.
Okay, and the other thing I liked about your song is that you chronicled, as you say, the fights.
Yes.
You gave the names and the Kelly's path to the gold, basically.
The gold.
Well
yes,
done.
Joe.
And what do you do in real life, Philip?
I don't do anything now, Joe. I'm retired. I'm at that age. I'm retired, and I'm a musician by trade. And
okay.
I was glad to say that when I retired at the age of 70, I promptly became a professional musician again.
Well done.
That's my way of saying that.
And you retired from what?
I was with an engineering company. Can I mention the name?
Of course you can. Yeah.
Okay, Harold Engineering, a great company, fantastic company.
Well done.
And I had done various other things, you know, all great. But they were a great company to work for, and I wish them well.
Okay, well done, Philip. That's Philip Corley. By the way, we now have another prize as well. We already have two nights in the Seafields Hotel and Spa Resort in beautiful Ballymoney. Has everything in that hotel. Midweek or weekend, you choose based on availability, obviously. A junior suite with dinner in one night and a bed and breakfast, but a 45-minute treatment in the spa, and then you book the wonderful pool and jacuzzi and hot tub and everything else going with it. And you've a walk there right onto the beach. You're about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from the nicest town in Ireland, the most lavish town in Ireland in terms of, it has everything from little art shops to bookshops, anything you want. That's Goree, County Wexford. That's the Seafield Hotel. And now the Castleknock Hotel in West Dublin have come in. It's one night bed and breakfast and one dinner. The Castleknock Hotel, very handy. It's an 18-hole golf course, a spa, two spacious outdoor dining areas, award-winning restaurants and welcoming bars, and everything you could want for in a great hotel, all under one roof, easy reach at Dublin, and castleknockhotel.com is straightforward. And the prize, obviously, subject to availability. But there are two prizes so far. Philip, Anna Moore is our judge. Anna is the woman that Kelly, that's been working with Kelly for many a year, and Kelly gave her a shout out last week and said she's the mother of all the Irish boxers, who we salute as well, all the Irish Olympians we salute. That's Philip Corley. Where's Tony Tobin? Tony.
Well, Joe, good afternoon.
And what have you written?
Well, Joe, I wrote this poem for Kelly. After I was watching her fight on Friday morning, and I was totally taken in by her. She's
Were you watching the fight yesterday morning as well?
I watched it. Sunday morning. It was absolutely brilliant. She was brilliant, Joe. But my, do you know where she's more impressive, Joe? When she speaks.
Oh.
She never praises herself.
The elegance.
First thing she said, we are all champions.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets into that ring, and even after the medal ceremony, she had them all back up onto the number one podium, and they were hugging up there. It was wonderful to see. She's marvellous.
Do you know, there's been times in my career when people say, the whole country is behind you.
Hmm?
This time, I really, really feel the whole country is behind me. And you know, people might say, oh, that's a pressure. You might feel like you have a big weight on your shoulders, you know, like. But I actually really didn't, because I knew no matter what happened out here today, whether it was gold or silver or whatever, I knew I've made myself proud, and I know I've made the people of Ireland proud, regardless of the colour of the medal. Just, you know, just being here and putting our little nation on the map, it's just, you know, this is the stuff of dreams.
It truly is the stuff of dreams. That's our Kelly.
Tony,
you've written this poem. Have you actually performed it out loud in rehearsal?
Well, I have, Joe.
Okay, so are you standing? Are you standing or sitting?
I'm standing, Joe.
Good man.
I can still see the flag going up. I see she was getting her medal, so I'm standing for Kelly.
Good man.
I want to congratulate her. She deserves everything she gets. She's a wonderful girl.
Okay, so, and Tony Tobin's tribute to Kelly is called "The Girl from Portland Row."
Here we go, Joe. The girl from Portland Row, our golden girl from Portland Row, queen of the ring in Tokyo. She's the pride of Dublin and Ireland too. Won gold for Ireland, one of the chosen few. She beat the world champion, a girl from Brazil. Left hooks and body shots. She went for the kill. Boxing clever, using the ring. Back in Dublin, they started to sing. Her mother, Yvonne, can't watch the fight. She sits in the garden, well out of sight. She relies on hubby, Christy and the boys. She knows if it's going well when they make lots of noise. She lost the first round, but only just. Then all guns blazing, win or bust. She cruised the second and won the third. Then the loudest cheer Ireland's ever heard. We're all champions, that was her quote. Such a humble person, not one to showboat. She stood in the podium with tears in her eyes. She raised the tricolour, she won the top prize. As we say in Ireland, she gave it welly, with millions at home glued to the telly. We threw every punch, we took every hit, roaring her on, Kelly, keep her lit. At the final bell, her hand raised high, her emotions bust free, now she could cry. As she watched her flag slowly rise, the camera zoomed in on Kelly's eyes. Emotions pent up for many years, released in an instant in a flood of tears. Scenes await her when she gets home. At last, human contact instead of the phone. It's been a bad year, but we're hale and hearty. Now, thanks to Kelly, it's time to party. Kelly's our hero. She's simply the best. Her coach is calling. She needs a long rest. Let's give her some tips. Let's all take it handy. Give her time to unwind with her partner, Mandy. Thank you, Kelly. We have reason to cheer. I'd say I wasn't the only one to shed a wee tear. From here on in, till the day you grow old, there goes Kelly Harrington, the girl that won gold.
Do you know what? I didn't really think that many people would get up and watch it. I thought they would probably re-watch it, you know, because it is quite early in the morning. But it's just, some people say the weight of a nation could bring you down, like could weigh you down, but it really lifted me up, and to have them there. And you know, when I was going into the final, I knew whether I took a gold or a silver, I knew I had made my country proud, I'd made me proud, my family proud, and just the way I've carried myself throughout this tournament, throughout the Olympics, it's just, I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm kind of speechless for words as well.
That's Kelly again. But Tony, that was another lovely piece. At last, human contact instead of the phone.
Yes.
It's been a bad year, but we're hale and hearty. Now, you've never said a truer word. Now, thanks to Kelly, it's time to party. Kelly's our hero. She's simply the best. By the way, if any other hotel or resort wants to offer us a prize, because the quality is so good, our prize organiser is not in at the minute, unfortunately. So if any hotel wants to offer us a prize, it's joe@rt.ie. It has to be an overnight of some description, and it could be anywhere in the country. joe@rt.ie. And because the standard is really, really high. But Tony, you also say there in your missive, you've never seen a boxer in the ring command the ring so well.
Yeah, she was. Like, I was listening to Ken Egan, right? Mm-hmm. And he was explaining about how Kelly changes to southpaw and then to normal again. And he said it took him a lifetime just to master one of those. And he said the way it just does it is natural. He says, like, it's genius, you know? So she definitely has something that other fighters haven't got, you know? I thought she was totally in control of that fight.
Here, here. I don't know if anyone asked her afterwards. Like, how was she afterwards? Like, she took a few fairies, and so the Brazilian looked strong now.
She did.
But anyway, she's talking on to Damien and Joe and everyone minutes after. So what do you do in real life, Tony Tobin?
Well, at the moment, no, Joe, I'm on invalidity pension. I've been pensioned off a while back. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have problems with my back. I have slipped discs and stuff like that, you know, Joe. So, yeah, okay. I'm on the invalidity pension, and the sport keeps me going, Joe, you know?
Well done.
especially now my team here in Cork City FC.
Cork City, and God knows you've had a fair bit of disappointment there.
Last few weeks now we had a few wins, you know? And the one was yesterday, Joe.
I follow John Creedon, so I know everything. The other prize, we now have another prize. Keep them coming in. An overnight stay at the Glen Royal Hotel, located in the heart of Maynooth, you know, the accommodation, bedroom, Irish breakfast and dinner in the Arkle Bar and Restaurant. It's Arkle Country down there, Maynooth, County Kildare, and then across in the County Meath. During your stay, explore all the locations, Royal Canal, the Greenway, Maynooth Castle, Kildare Village, and the executive chef apparently is the award-winning head chef Bernard McGowan, and that's the Glen Royal. That's three prizes we have. Tony Tobin, write down that name. Anna and Angus, Liam Harrison. Liam, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
And by the way, the WhatsApp number, if you want to put in your entry now, you're 45 minutes, 087-184-3709. And we're looking for passion. We're not looking for, it doesn't have to be Seamus Heaney-esque. It doesn't have to be WB Yeatsian. It can be Declan O'Brien or Declan Callas Doggerel, which is not an insult. That's a compliment to them. And you'll hear Declan's later on. You'll know how good it is. It's very good. Just to submit it on 087-184-3709. Submit your entry. That means we can put it straight on air. We don't have to sort out ins and outs. We can put it straight on air. We'll be 45 minutes. Now, Liam Harrison, you were phoned today because you wrote a song in 1990 which won the Gayborn Radio Show Song for Europe, Song for the World Cup in Italy. And the song you wrote was?
Give it a last check.
And do you remember writing it or how it came to you? Or
I do, Joe. I was with Brendan Grace at the time. You know that. I was with Brendan and a regular saying in the van and that traveling to gigs and that was give it a lash, you know. So this sounds stupid, but I literally woke up one morning with the phrase and part of the chorus in my head.
Okay.
I wrote it down immediately.
Right.
finished. This is true.
I believe it.
And then I wrote the verse, and the verses came quite quickly after that. So but I was very lucky.
So give it a lash, Jack.
Yeah.
You came up with that, and give me what you woke up with, because Paul McCartney woke up singing Yesterday, and he wrote it down.
I woke up with give it a lash, Jack. Give it a lash, Jack. Never, never, never say no.
Ah.
And that was all I had, but it was enough.
Give it a lash, Jack. Give it a lash, Jack. Never, never, never say no. Ireland, Ireland, Republic of Ireland.
And that spent 4 weeks at number one, didn't it, Liam?
That's right, that's right.
You were the winner out of 350 entries onto the Gayborn Show. Opel sponsored that competition. Uh-huh. I think, what did you win? 200 euro or something, or a Dunstore voucher?
I got 1,000 over, yeah.
1,000, okay. Well, that was good at the time, did you?
Oh, it was a lot. 1990, 1,000.
Okay. Now, why didn't Brendan Grace sing it if he was your mate? And he's a good old singer.
I asked Brendan at the time had just released a single. And
okay.
I said to him, look, I'm after writing this thing. And I sang a little bit of it. He said, Liam, I'm after releasing the bloody thing. I'm not going to do this, cancel that and do another thing now. And his song didn't chart and mine did. And he forever was in my head over it. You know, that was my phrase.
But your song
you
was...
my phrase.
So try and come up. I like that phrase already. From Portland Road to Tokyo. Now, there needs to be another few beats in there as well, doesn't there? But and Liam, are you still in the music biz?
I am, yeah,
good,
but
man.
When I'm allowed, Joe.
Yeah, well,
as you know, no, just nothing. To make a point here, March, I haven't paid since March, and because I'm over 66, I don't get the 350 euro. I get my pension, though. I get my pension.
Yeah, okay, that's
but,
fair.
What we wanted at the time was to bring our pension up to the 350, you know, pay the difference, but it was never done. And we're sort of the forgotten soldiers at the moment because we didn't qualify for any of the grants. You know these famous grants?
Yeah, the entertainment.
We didn't qualify for those. Those are for people in the higher echelon are getting those grants. We're not getting them, you know. Anyway, grant over. Go ahead, Joe. Ask me more.
No, I think when you say March, you mean March last year, March 2020. Because I was mentioning earlier, the Olympians, any Olympian this year, or Irish Olympians, this is the toughest Olympics ever in terms of preparation. There's no doubt about it. People saying the whole campaign in Japan to get it called off, which got a lot of traction around the world, and the whole, and then the worry, the stress. But anyway, this is what made you four and sixpence back in 1990.
Give it a last check, give it a last check. Never, never, never say no.
Liam, that's Liam Harrison in Glasnevin giving us a few tips about how to write a song for Kelly. This is Declan O'Brien, who I mentioned earlier, and his wonderful eulogy, his wonderful honorarium to our Kelly. Kelly, if you still have time, by the way, still have time to put in your entry. If you get to the WhatsApp especially, record it now, stand up, say it into your phone as slowly as possible and as clearly as possible and as brightly as possible, and WhatsApp it to 087 184 3709.
I really can't believe it. I can hardly take it in, the joy and excitement we've derived from Kelly's brilliant win. After a year and a half of lockdown, restrictions and the like, we were desperate for some good news to get us back on the bike. Then into the boxing ring at the Olympics in Tokyo stepped the one and only Kelly Harrington, the pride of Portland Row. Like many across the country, in the middle of the night, I had clambered out of bed to watch all of Kelly's fights. I'd stagger to the TV after putting on the kettle, then set myself to watch her quest for the gold medal. And I'd sit there in me boxers, I'm not ashamed to report. Well, boxer shorts make perfect sense, considering the sport. And on the morning of August 8th, me poor legs had turned to jelly. Her gold medal fight had just begun. Go on, you good thing, Kelly. But she was down on the judges' scorecard when round one was complete. Statistics showed that losing the first was a sure recipe for defeat. But to hell with the statistics. That was just boring data. No doubt she started the second round humming Hakuna Matata. By hook or by crook, she was determined that she would win this bout. And it was by hook, rather by crook, that would do it, as it turned out. And what a fight it turned out to be. Our nerves were torn to shreds, and the tension till the deep voice said,
"The gold medal goes to Red."
I'm sure there was hooting and hollering across the Irish nation as people jumped in their living rooms in joyous celebration. But nothing, oh, nothing compared to the scenes of delight in Portland Row. I'm sure Kelly felt the vibrations in the ring in Tokyo. We've had famous rows like Talca Row and Glen Row that I recall. But now we can say that Portland is the most famous row of all. And you know that something big has happened, if you didn't know it before, when before 6:30 on a Sunday morning, Marty Morrissey's at your door. Back over in Japan and to the victorious scenes, and we shed a tear as Kelly did during our On the Vein. And her eloquence after every fight was a revelation and made me think about a certain vacant post in the United Nations. The envoy for freedom of expression, I think it's fair to state, if the post really does exist, Kelly's the perfect candidate. She'd already shown her class at the opening ceremonies, carrying the flag and leading the bow in respect to the Japanese. And now, rumour has it, after Kelly's win, the Olympic flag will be revamped. The five Olympic rings will be replaced instead by the five lamps. And the new answer to that old Dublin question, as I ponder now upon it, do you know where the five lamps are? Hang your gold medal on it. And as we walk around today with an extra glow, it's all thanks to Kelly Harrington, the pride of Portland Row.
Liveline on.
I feel relief, you know. We're all champions. Anyone who steps in between those ropes are champions. I've had, every fight has been a tough fight. Every fight has been a gold medal fight. Whew, it's just fantastic, you know. I just can't wait to get back home, sit on my couch to sleep, to rest. I'm absolutely exhausted, to be honest. I mean, I'm like a fluffy pigeon going around. I'm that grey at this stage. I am. What a journey. And I'm just, it's just fantastic, you know, absolutely fantastic.
Well done. That's Kelly. Again, the elegance of her language is just beautiful. And that was Declan O'Brien. Declan's not in the competition because he's one of our regulars on Funny Friday, but I love this line. Now, rumour has it, after Kelly's win, the Olympic flag will be revamped. The five Olympic rings will be replaced instead by the five lamps. And the new answer to that old Dublin question, as I ponder now upon it, do you know where the five lamps are? Ah, hang your gold medal on it. And as we walk around today with an extra glow, it's all thanks to Kelly Harrington, the pride of Portland. Well, we now have another prize. More prizes welcome for our contestants. Three night, because its quality is just so high. It's golden. Three night break for a group of six people in the Burren Way Cottage in Doolin, County Clare. And we have the details. A three night break for six people in the Burren Way Cottage in Doolin, County Clare. So we have the Seafield Hotel in Ballymoney. We have the Glen Royal Hotel in Maynooth, and we've the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin. So that's four prizes so far. Please contact us if you wish to get your name mentioned and offer our performer some of our winning performers. As I'll go back to our judge now, Anna Moore in Limerick. Anna, you're bowled over by the quality.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Well,
it's
done.
It's fabulous.
And are you taking notes?
Oh, I'm taking down the names and I'm giving them marks.
Well done. Well done. This is Joseph O'Shea before the break. Joseph.
Hello, Joe.
You have a song for Kelly. You wrote it yesterday morning. Off you go.
I did, yeah. Okay, here we go. Kelly's coming home, back to Portland Row. She beat all the boxers over in Tokyo. She hit them with the left and she hit them with the right. They couldn't get over a power and a might. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. Born in December the 11th of 89, Christy and Yvonne come home with such delight. Little did they know at the time Kelly was destined to shine on the biggest stage of all. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. She met Mandy Loughlin in the boxing ring. She trained and she trained till she knew everything. Mandy's now a partner, the love shines bright, but Mandy won't watch any of her fights. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there, we'll be there. And now she's on the plane and she is coming home, nice and safe and hopefully with the gold. The whole of Ireland buzzing because of Kelly's show, and they're all going nuts down the Portland Row. And Kelly comes home with the boxing gold. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
And when Kelly comes home with the boxing gold, we'll be there. We'll be there.
Well done, Joe. That's Joseph O'Shea. Now, remember, we can't be there. You cannot go to the airport, just to say that to people.
Yeah.
And there's no, given the world we're now living in, unfortunately, but you can be there in spirit. I'm sure it's either, if it's happening during this programme tomorrow, her arrival back, we'll try and pool. We're not allowed to go out to the airport, but we'll try and get someone who is there as a journo to talk to us. And that's Joseph O'Shea, Anna Moore, right now, that name back after this break on Kelly Vision.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're running a Kelly Vision song competition, poem, ballad, balladeer, broadsheet, our song in honour of Kelly and our Olympians. The WhatsApp number, if you just want to record it and give it to us straight, 087-184-3709. We've some fantastic prizes and more coming in, I'm told. Eileen O'Connell. Eileen, you've written a limerick for Kelly. You're a granny.
I'm a granny, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
And do you write...
I heard it on the car and I just wrote two lines.
Oh, well done. Okay, off you go, Eileen.
Yeah. Well done, Ireland, for producing such a paw. And God bless the Harringtons for ruining such a manaw.
Oh, look, say that again, Eileen, because you broke up a little bit. God bless.
The Harringtons for rearing such a manaw.
That's a lovely phrase. Well done, Ireland, for producing such a paw, and well done, Harringtons, for producing such a manaw.
And God bless, and God bless.
And God bless you too, Eileen. That's
no,
Eileen.
No, and God bless the Harringtons.
Oh, hear, hear.
For rearing such a manaw.
Well done, well done, well done, Eileen. That's Eileen O'Connell, Anne, if you write down that name. Austin Smith. Austin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How's
okay, straight? I have another prize in. The Viking Hotel on the Cork Road in Waterford are offering an executive double room for two plea, a full Irish breakfast and a bottle of bubbly to toast Kelly's gold medal. And that's from Karen Dollery and all the team at the Viking Hotel in Waterford, the Cork Road in Waterford. So that's the Seafield Hotel, the Castleknock Hotel, the Glen Royal Hotel, the Burren Way Cottages, and now the Viking Hotel have offered us a prize. So we really appreciate all those fantastic gestures on the day that's in. Austin Smith, your poem is called...
Hey, Joe. So the poem is called From Portland Road to Tokyo.
Okay, that's the general trend today. Yeah. But yours is a poem, and I'm reading it there. It is it's good. It's good. Okay, we've another prize in. The Talbot Collection Hotels have kindly offered us a two-night stay, one evening meal at Andy of the Talbot Collection Hotels. That's for the performers as decided today by Anna Moore. Austin Smith, off you go. It's called From Portland Row to Tokyo. Go, Kelly, go.
From Portland Row to Tokyo. Mean streets, inner city beats. She dances to her own tune. No privilege, no silver spoon. Hard grafts with thorough preparation. No cutting corners or dodgy medication. The queen of the canvas. A master pugilist and artist. Floats like a butterfly. Stings like a bee. As proud a daughter of Erin as we will ever see. Kelly, you made us smile. You brought tears of joy to our eyes. With your poise and with your guile. A true lesson in humility. You trust in your own ability. May your worries be always judged as zero. You really are a true working class hero.
Oh, well said.
That's it.
Well said. Well said, Austin. Seriously, that's
and
a well, lovely
well,
piece.
Well done. Well done to Kelly. She's done the whole country proud. And especially our community and our family,
yeah,
the
here,
great
here.
People.
Here, here. Yeah. And I know, well, this, it's beside the five lamps. Now, I know that on post, as per usual, on the ball, they're painting, and they've already done some of them. They're painting post boxes in the area gold. They look really well, by the way.
Brilliant.
I presume we're going to paint the five lamps gold. It's about 50 yards from Kelly's house. There's also a little plaque there on the corner. That's where Matt Talbot, he's still a candidate for sainthood. That's where he died, just down that street. And then opposite Portland Row is a place where my own grandfather, Peter Murphy, worked, and that was Aldebra House. Unfortunately, it's been derelict for years and years and years, but it used to be,
okay,
owned by the post office. Anyway, Austin Smith, well done, well done.
Thanks very much, Joe.
It's a lovely piece. Steve Carey, Steve.
How are you?
Good. Well, what have you got? You have a poem, okay. Off you
not
go with the poem.
Yeah. No problem at all.
Okay.
And it's just called Kelly's Gold.
Oh, lovely. Kelly's Gold by Steve Carey.
I just wanted to be doing what I am doing. The words of a champion as the world she was wooing. No bragging, no boasting, no spectacles at all. From our Portland Row Colleen, the girl who stood tall. An inner city dub who stole every heart. And she shared with the world the skill of her art. And although in the ring, she has all the right moves. And like this, a good person, she proves. She worked her way up in the ranks of the best. St. Mary's Boxing Club Tala, great thanks is expressed. For this young teenage girl who sought a good path, found love in your sport, and good life has since had. In 2016, the silver medal was first. Adana Kazakhstan gave Kelly her thirst. In Cascia, Italy, in 2017, another silver for Ireland was once again seen. Then 2018 brought a bronze and a gold in Bulgaria and New Delhi, a great sight to behold. While the European Games, means 2019, produced silver again in a proud moving scene. In her finest moment yet, with the world at her feet, a 6 a.m. start and a Brazilian to beat. The Tokyo Olympics had our country on edge as Ireland's great nation to Kelly did pledge. Congratulations, Kelly, you've done us all proud. Now make your way home and join with the crowd. As your family and friends and supporters all do, make a toast after toast and cheer just for you.
Well done. Steve Carey. Steve Carey's in Wexford, originally from Dublin. He moved to Wexford like so many people because it's a beautiful county and also when the prices got lunatic in Dublin. Well done. Well done. That's Steve Carey. OK, this is a song written by our Funny Friday regular, Uncle Bob Carley, and performed by another Funny Friday regular, Doc Brendan Savage.
What's the news? What's the news of our bold Kellyanne as she proudly steps up to claim her prize? She fought like a lion and she's loved like a lamb. She brought tears of joy to our eyes. She made our hearts sing as she danced round the ring, singing Kuna Matata Tokyo. Around our neck hangs the gold of the brave and the bold, to Kelly, the pride of Portnarrow. She carried our hearts as right from the start, wave green, white and gold as we marched on. With a competent camp, she's a world boxing champ. Fans and pundits all said that she could win. Standing in her way came the best of our day, but each one that set up, she made them go. She fought COVID on front line, but we knew that she'd be fine. Back in Kelly, the bride of Portnarrow. St. Mary held its breath, there's one last hurdle left. On Sunday, Kelly knew what she would do. She marched into the ring, we could hear O'Connor sing that great version of the funny Jew. 9 long minutes till Kelly sent home Brazil, her girl in red put on a boxing show. Yo, it's been quite a while, but I felt our nation smile. Thanks to Kelly, the bride of Portnarrow. Yo, it's been quite a while, but I felt our nation smile. Thanks to Kelly, the bride of Portnarrow.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take the title off you. You've got a heavenly punch. Just ask Ferreira how much. And we thank God that you're ours. When your punch overpowers, you're just too good to be true. We won Olympic gold with you. Kelly, 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 Kelly Harrington. We love you, Kelly. We show it in our song. We love you, Kelly. We knew it wouldn't be long. We love you, Kelly. Box for us as we sing. You did it, Kelly. You brought Olympic gold back. And as you did, we all enjoyed the crack. Yes, we love you, Kelly. Yes, we do.
That's John Porter. Well done, John. I don't know much about you, John, but I say that song will go down fantastically well in the Bridge Tavern there on the Summerhill Parade, round the corner from Kelly's house, the Bridge Tavern. And I can see it sitting in the corner with your eyes shut and the place in raptures, and Jimmy Brazel's barber shop upstairs. They'll all be dancing and singing. You'll have a great day. Here we have it. Four poems, one after the other. Aoife, Rose, Eamon O'Hara and Roisin Sheridan, all in honour of Kelly.
She rises from her past like a crow soaring up from the ashes. She perseveres and fights for what is right. For her country, for her truth, for her family, for unity, for pride, she swallows it all. Came into the ring just to close it. And the greatest miracle, she won.
Oh, Kelly, oh, Kelly, look what you've done. You headed to Tokyo and gold you have won. When the nation was low and under a cloud, you've brought back the sunshine and made us so proud. To the north in our city, you brought such excitation. Our hearts were with you as we watched with elation. With your positive spirit and sheer determination, you've lifted the hearts of the entire Irish nation. You took on Caliph, Port Conan and Ferreira, but you fought with such class they didn't really come near you. Your friends and neighbours in Portland Row are already practising here we go, to welcome you home and put on your crown, the little rocket from the heart of our town. You are now a huge inspiration to all of our younger generation, a positive role model and one to admire, who show that with hard work you can get what you desire. So congratulations, Kelly, you fought till the death as the entire Irish nation held its breath.
All our alarms were set for 5 a.m. to make sure we got a seat on every armchair and sofa, on every road and every seat. All our prayers went up to heaven as all our eyes looked to the east. Today she faced her biggest battle against the girl they called the Beast. She looked so brave and confident as she stepped in through the ropes, yet she must have felt the pressure knowing she carried the nation's hopes. We all felt the same thing. She needs to win the first, never doubting for a minute. She had the hunger and the thirst. Both girls fought so bravely, exchanging blow for blow. We all cheered for Kelly and prayed it would be so. The punches flew both ways in a blur of red and blue. The Brazilian took the first as the judges scored it 3-2. The second round was different. The Beast looked rather shook as Kelly came out fighting, scoring with both jab and hook. Kelly looked superior as she bobbed, weaved and danced, landing scoring punches every time that she advanced. We knew that she had won this round, each judge seemed to agree. Now she had the upper hand, we looked forward to round three. Round three was more of the same, with Kelly changing stance. From southpaw to default, Kelly taught her how to dance. We cheered each punch she threw in the ring, now Kelly ruled. Kelly grew in confidence, as the Beast was truly skilled. We all knew that she had won the third, and put the fight to bed. We just waited for the ref to call it, the winning corner as the red. Her interview was no surprise to those who knew her in the past, calling every girl a champion, humbled to the last. In skill we learned stories of champions and heroes of old. Today we gained a new one, the day that Kelly won the gold.
Our Kelly from Dublin is a shining star. She brings her gold near and far. A lovely girl, a superb athlete. Just to meet her is such a treat. Up our Kelly!
Well done, well done. That was working backwards. Roisin Sheridan, before they heard Eamon O'Hara, before that Rose, and before that Aoife. We now have another prize in. Again, if you want to give a prize to one of our contributors today, as judged by the greatest judge that ever walked on this earth, according to Kelly, and that is Anna Moore in Limerick, the mother of Irish boxing, or Irish female boxers, as she says. We have a four-course lunch at the Mayfair Hotel in Cutlery Road, appropriately enough, in Newbridge. We've the prize in the Castleknock Hotel, one-night dinner, one B&B, two nights in the Seafield Hotel and Spa in Ballymoney, the Talbot Collection, you pick out from one of their fantastic hotels, two nights stay, an evening meal, the Viking Hotel in Cork Road, Waterford. Well done, well done. Executive double room, full Irish breakfast, bottle of bubbly to taste Kelly, to toast Kelly's gold, the Burren Way Cottage, six people, they're in County Doolin, County Clare, the Glen Royal Hotel again, fantastic prize, and we will, it looks like now after the programme today, and we'll announce it tomorrow, we'll divvy out those prizes to our performers. This is Shay Connolly.
She grew up down Machado Street before they tore it down. Played around in all the flats. She's our Kelly Harrington. Whoa, she's our girl, Hakuna Matata. She's the pride of Ireland. all the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. Thugged her out with all the best this girl put on the show. Kelly Harrington is her name, as everyone will know. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. When she was young, she could hear the roar from Croke Park's mighty stand. But little did she know then, she'd be queen of Ireland. Whoa, 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 she's our girl, Hakuna Matata. She's the pride of Ireland. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. Slugged it out with all the best, this girl put on a show. Kelly Harrington is her name, as everyone will know. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. This warrior lass showed all her class and showered us with inspiration. She gave us hope through all the mess. She's the pride of our nation. Oh, she's our girl, Hakuna Matata. She's the pride of Ireland. Throw down all the best this girl put on the show. Kelly Harrington is her name, as everyone will know. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. From Orthodox to Southpaw, it doesn't matter which. In a classy fight or in a brawl, she can make the switch. Oh, she's our girl, Hakuna Matata. She's the pride of Ireland. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. Thug it out with all the best this girl put on his show. Kelly Harrington is her name, as everyone will know. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. Kelly has shown us all the way, she is a super lass. She's shown that we can rise above, she's the queen of the working class. Oh, she's our girl, she's our tata. She's the pride of Ireland. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. Thug it out with all the best, this girl put on a show. Kelly Harrington is her name, as everyone will know. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo. All the way from Portland Road to the golden Tokyo.
And that's Shay Connolly. Anyway, Portland Row has been mentioned. We should mention again our rowers that came back with medals. Paul O'Donovan, Fintan McCarthy, Emily Hegarty, Fiona Morta, Emer Lamb and Afric Kyo. Done us all proud. Okay, two more songs. Sean Olihan and John Dooley. Off you go, lads.
She's the news, all the news, and she takes away our blues. She is Kelly, the queen of our land. She faced the flag, so proud of Ireland. There is a house in Portland Row with a daughter and two sons. It's now the home of Olympic gold, as our Kelly is number one. She's our national hero now to lift us from the dark. Her eyes and smile would light a room, her courage, it is the spark. So here's to Kelly Harrington, the bravest of the land, the lady of our city, with the gift of the iron hand.
That was John Dooley and Sean Olihan. Frankie Reavy, you've written a limerick.
Joe, how are you?
Good, and your personal friend of Barry, the great Barry McGuigan, the legendary Barry.
Yeah. Okay. I would have never missed any of Barry's fights as a customer. The best part of my youth.
The clone is cyclone.
Clone is cyclone, yeah. It's a complete gentleman, Absolutely. Joe, two reasons I rang in. One, to try and get a free prize.
I know
two,
the feeling, yeah.
To congratulate Kelly. I mean, okay. Outstanding. I didn't see
Well,
the
do so in a limerick for me.
do someone in Limerick. I'm going to do it in a very bad accent, Joe.
No, no worries.
I was there in the gym boxing. A wee girl called Kelly rocks in. It was her I saw. She hit me in the jaw. Now she's the Olympic champion.
Well, that's Frank Greavy. Kira Nolan. Kira, you wrote this poem on the spot.
On the spot yesterday afternoon. I was just so inspired by Kelly that I decided to write a short poem.
Okay, well, off you go.
From row to ring. The venue more square than ring. My God, did Portland Row sing. Vrodach Osgwelga is pride. It looked like you took it in your stride. A winner, you took Olympic gold. A family tale for generations to be told. The anthem brought tears to your eyes. A hero, our champ, Ireland cries. For young girls, a true inspiration. Our third boxing gold for this little nation. Training is tough, often brings tears. Fight after fight, you faced your fears. Support comes from our community, and they were there at every opportunity. An amazing score of 5-0. Kelly Harrington, you are a true hero.
Oh, well done, Kira. Well done.
Thank you.
John
Thank
Royal.
You.
John, where are you, Roy? Where are you, John?
Hi, Joe. I'm in Tralee County, Kerry.
In the Royal County. Okay.
Yes,
probably
exactly.
Enough. Off you go. And the piece you've written is called?
Kelly Gold.
Ah, well done. Well done.
I knew who you were, but not much more. But now I will know you forevermore. A star, now a superstar, with your feet on the ground and the world at your feet, you have given us the greatest treat. Human, humble and homemade, you are now the best at your trade. You never forgot for a minute the people that put you in it. A nation was down, but up popped your crown. You are now the greatest in town. Ireland, Portland Row, and anywhere you go. We needed you, and you came through. Long live you, and stay true.
Well done. That's John Royal and Kerry.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
In red.
She's done it! Olympic champion, Kelly Harrington!
And that's what we're running today, the Kelly Vision Song Contest and poems. Indeed, Anthony Matthews is in Louth. You have written a poem.
Yes.
Off you go,
yes.
Anthony. Deep breaths. Stand up just tall.
Just called Kelly.
Good man.
Honest, humble, a timid tiger in Tokyo's raring to roll. Arises from shadows of boxing, helps a nation to soar. Country awakens amid mild, misty Irish August morn, beholds a battling beauty as sheer brilliance is born. Tirelessly training in Talla down through the years, now richly rewarded for your blood, sweat and tears. Voice of St. Vincent's, alas, the victory's now yours, climbing new heights, champion cleaning the floors. Charmingly charged character, selflessly fighting alone, familiar to friends, family, never forgetting your home. Era, tiny, small, gigantically uplifted by hands in a glove, calmly portraying your prowess for the people you love. From North Inner City, seen smashing, shattering the mold, Olympic contender raising the green, white and gold. Power-packed punches from the pride of Portland Row. On our behalf, thank you, bending our heads and taking a bow.
Well done. Well written, Anthony. Well written. The voice of St. Vincent's, that's where she works. Alas, the victory's now yours, climbing new heights, champion, and cleaning the floor. What a lovely piece. Just another song.
A young girl with all eyes aglow, growing up in Portland Row, one day a champion she would become. Training from an early age, techniques and styles, page by page, she'd box and box until the dawn would come. As a nation we all held our breath, while her skills were all put to the test, then the judges spoke and gave our Kelly gold. Her mother couldn't watch the telly to see her little darling Kelly, but Christy and the lads, the story they all told. So to hell with all this misery, this young girl has made history. Let's hear it for our hero one more time. Flying in from Tokyo, back down home to Portland Row, Kelly, you're truly one of a kind.
And that was Barry McNulty from Bray. Rory O'Sullivan.
There we go.
Off you go. It's called It's December.
It's just called Kelly.
Okay.
I'm actually out in Bray at the moment, ironically enough.
Okay.
The home of Katie.
Katie, okay, the great Katie Taylor, the trailblazer.
Great Katie Taylor, yeah.
Okay, off you go.
Okay, Joe, thank you. It's December 11, 89. A child is born in a desperate time. Factories closing, jobs are lost. Families struggle, survive, no matter the cost. A young girl begins to fill her shoes. Her voice never heard, singing the blues. The eye of the tiger, more her style. She has her eye on a vision, just another mile. It's 5 a.m. in the driving rain. The old saying goes, no pain, no gain. The pounding on the cobbles, muscle cramp. She drives on through the cold and damp. From Casillas to Sofia, Minsk to New Delhi. Hard work paying off, running on empty. Battles won and battles lost, then back to the grindstone with her thoughts. From Portland Row to her work location, Dalton Hospital, her other vocation. It's a long way from here to Tokyo, a moment in time she never let go. A humble soul from the heart of East Wall, got back on her feet after every fall. The heart of a lion and the words of Ali, she floated like a butterfly and stung a Brazilian bee. She stood on the podium, emotionally filled, tears of joy and humility spilled. The cobbles now lined with a golden glow. We are proud of our Kelly, Olympian from Portland Row.
Well done, Rory O'Sullivan. Our results tomorrow, Anna Moore will be deciding with Angus who the prizes are. If you want to donate another prize to our performance today, it's joe@rt.ie. Thanks to all. Thanks to Anna Moore for being our judge. We'll give you the results tomorrow. Angus McInally producing. Catherine Thomas is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.